As spring approaches, the festival calendar begins to become busy. Mulberry Mountain will host Wakarusa and Thunder on the Mountain this spring. Northwest Arkansas will be the backdrop for the third Artisphere presented by Walton Arts Center. And south of us, in Hot Springs, there will be the unique Valley of the Vapors Festival. A new documentary about the do-it-yourself inspiration for the International Festival will be screened this weekend at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen has more.
Hot Springs, Arkansas, more known for its hot baths and its blues bands, is a hotbed of experimental and independent music each spring now because of the Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival, founded by Bill Solider in 2005. There's a new documentary out about the festival, and it's being screened at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. I had a chance to talk to founder Bill Solider about the festival and the documentary.
For a student film, I don't even like to say student film because it looks and sounds and feels great. It was so well shot and it was such a great idea that it's not, you automatically would think student film would mean just something that's just sort of, you know, subpar, but it's excellent. It's so well done and well thought out. And it is a music festival documentary, and it does include lots of performance and lots of band interviews. But the story that they ended up bringing out is why this festival is special. Why this tiny little festival in this tiny little town is special. And as it turns out, it's because the people that put it on are so excited about doing it once a year, and they go there an extra mile. You know, they bake cookies for the bands, and they welcome them, and they put them up in their houses, and this like this like warm embrace they give to the bands is such a surprise to the bands. You know, and it's just, and there's so many great points in the festival where these bands are just so surprised at the Hot Springs hospitality. And that's where the story really, like, rings true.
One purpose of the Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival and Low Key Arts is to get youth involved in the DIY culture, which is exactly what happened when Drew Martin began attending festival shows as a junior in high school. Now 20 years old, Drew booked virtually all the bands for this year's Valley of the Vapors Festival, which takes place March 18th through 24th.
Best part really about the festival is actually putting it on. Even though that week is super stressful, it's super amazing to see all the work that Bill and I and all the volunteers put into it come to fruition and create this amazing event for people to come to. And that pretty much, well, I honestly, personally, have never heard anyone say anything bad about the festival.
Just exactly how does a vibrant independent music festival end up in Hot Springs, Arkansas? Bill Solider is a veteran musician and has worked in the industry for years. He grew up in Chicago and toured all over the world in his band, the Blue Meanies, in the 1990s.
There's a little bit of a backstory. You know, I was born and raised in Chicago, and before moving to Arkansas, I had played in bands and traveled all around the world and did it professionally. And following my active music career, I went into the industry and worked for a small record label in Chicago. So I was fully immersed in music. And my partner of 21 years, Shay, and I decided to move back to our hometown, which is Hot Springs, to raise a family. And I had a job lined up, and it's beautiful here, of course. And I was withdrawing is what happened. You know, I was like going out to shows and so immersed in the Chicago music scene every day that coming to Hot Springs, there was really no underground independent music. You know, it was mostly bar bands and blues clubs. That was about it. So I was really just kind of jonesing for some music. So I had a friend who was headed down to Austin. Her name is Nora O'Connor. and she said, "Hey, I'm going to Austin for South by Southwest, and I'd like to come and see you guys. Maybe you could book a show." So I booked a show for her around South by Southwest, and word got out to my friends in Chicago that I was going to put a show together, that I literally, without even trying, had booked a five-day festival back in 2005 within 2 weeks. It was done. It was just like, okay, I just did something here. And that was sort of easy because there's thousands of bands headed to Austin. So the markets to and from Austin are just saturated with bands. So people are just looking for anything to do on their way, you know, to Austin or home from Austin. So it became very easy. But then the next part was, okay, I've got these bands, but is there an audience in Hot Springs that will appreciate it? So that first show, I'll never forget, there was a local band that kicked off the very first VOV. They were called Drove, and they were kind of an instrumental, very kind of sort of psychedelic droning band. And kids came out. There was a great crowd, but all the kids were sitting, on the floor. They're just all sitting around. I was like, oh no, they don't know what to do. They've never had a show before. I mean, certainly they'd all been to shows in Little Rock or down to Dallas or whatever, but it was not the reaction I was expecting. I thought they'd all be standing up and, you know, cheering the band on. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to work. And then the first band played that was from out of town, and I believe it was a band called Hanalei, and they were from California. And when they started, they were a bit more energetic. Well, all those kids at that very first show stood up and just kind of lost their minds. They just had so much energy built up and have never really had many, many shows, or if at all, shows in Hot Springs, and they just sort of went wild. And I knew at that point, okay, Hot Springs has a need for it. And then, so that was 2005, and now we're approaching the ninth year here in 2014, and it seems to be going well.
Now boasting 42 bands in 5 days representing 8 countries, including the U.S., Solidar insists to maintain exactly what keeps this festival so vital, the personal connection.
It has to be said that, you know, we try to keep the VOV, you know, as humble as possible, and we're trying not to grow it to be, you know, a larger thing like, you know, Wakarusa or Bonnaroo. We want to keep it as intimate as possible so that festival goers and musicians and artists alike can interact and communicate with each other. And you know, there aren't 10 or 20 foot barriers between the stage and the audience. And you can literally just reach out and, you know, touch an artist. And it becomes great not only for the people to go that want to talk to a traveling musician from, say, Ireland or Iran, but it's great for those musicians who just want to say, hey, what's going up and what's going down in Arkansas? And it really makes it special. So we are growing, but we're trying to keep it small.
The free screening of the Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival documentary is at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., For more information on this year's festival, which runs March 15th through the 19th, visit valleyofthevapors.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org.